Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, may the Shura sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Dal, the Noizva, the edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting three lines to the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Misaknin Sadrochim Misarichovis, they fix the ways and the streets, Vez Mikvis Samayim, the Mikvis, Voisiv Koltot, Tzorki Arabim, anything the Rabbim need, they do. So the Gemara now brings a Braisa regarding Mesechus Moikoto and regarding the Dinim of Chol HaMoed. It says, "Eilim tzocher rabim." What is tzocher rabim that you could do in chol hamoed? Donim dini momenois v'dini nefashos dini makos. They do all the halachas that the tzibur needs. Dini momenois nefashos makos. Everybody's around, so they do all the dini that you have to do. Upoidim erchim. You go and redeem erchim. When a person said erki alai or er pleini alai, needs to give the erch to Beis Hamikdash. You redeem it. V'charomim is another type of hegdish. When a person says cherem something, v'hegdishos regular hegdish. Umashkim is a soito, you give the soito to drink. The surfing is a paro. Paradumo, you burn, you make it ready to have the ashes. The orifim egla arufo, when you have egla arufo, when you find a mace close to a city, you chop off egla arufo. The roitzim evid ivri, that needs to have piercing of his ear, you do it then. Umitarim is a mitzoya, mitzoya needs to hurry, you do that in chol hamoed. Umifarkim is a mino malgabe ha'imum. Imum is the form of a shoe. If a person has a shoe put on the form, he could take it out. So we now return the shoe or place the shoe on the form. And we continue on to speak about Chol HaMoed. It says over there, Mitzayinim ala kvaris. You can come and do a tziyun. You put a sign. Where is the kvaris? Didn't we learn in our Mishnah here in Masechet Shkolim that they're Mitzayin the kvaris of Chodesh Adar? There was a lot of rain, and the rain washed away the tziyun, the coloring that they put to have a sign for the kvar. It says the chol hamoed, they go out to remove kilayim from the fields. Didn't we learn here in Masechet Shkolim that they went out on Adar? It's a late year, the plants are growing late, and when they went out originally, there was not enough to see in order to determine what's kilayim. So the Gemara now in the tziyun, how do you know you have to make a sign for the kvar? So the Gemara now brings a few gersoyos. Who said the answer? Rabbi Yachya said there was Rabbi Yaakov bar Bas Yaakov b'shem Rav Chunyo de Bras Chavron. Bras Chavron is Beis Chavron. So Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Bas Yaakov, he's the one who said in the name of Rav Chunyo. Rabbi Yosef Amalod, who said it? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho b'shem Rav Chunyo de Bras Chavron. And Rav Chizkiah said there was Rav Uziel Breder of Chunyo de Beis Chavron said B'Shem Rav Chunyo de Beis Chavron. I mean the son of Rav Chunyo said the name of Rav Chunyo. It says in the Pasuk that Tome Yikru the Metzoyro needs to go out and say that he's Tome. K'dei Shtei Tuma Koyrul Abifio Avoyimei Slaproish. The Tuma has to announce itself. The Metzoyro is Tome, has to announce I'm Tome so that we will get close to him. So also in the Kvarim you have to have a sign, a tziyun that says this is Tome so people won't become Tome. Rav Elo b'shem Yeshua Menachem, he brings another pasuk. It says, "Va'ovru oivrim ba'aretz va'aretz amadom u'bon aretz otziyum." It's a pasuk in Yecheskel after the milchama of Goyim u'Magog in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a lot of dead corpses in Eretz Yisrael, have to go around and be mitzayin. Where are the dead? Where is the tumah? So if they find a bone, they put it in etziyum. That's what the pasuk says. It's more dash than the following. Etzem, the fact that it says bone, mikan shemitzayinim alatzomus. You have to make a sign where the bones of the dead are. Odom, it says etzem odom. So what's odom tarshani mikachim? It's haidim ala shizru avel gulgolis. Shizru is the spine, the gulgolis is the skull. So the things that cause tumas oil, they bring a tumor in a house, you have to do a tziyun, you have to cover mitzai in them. Continues the command of the Alamud Beis, uvono, you build mikachim mitzayinim al gabei evin kvur. You have to be mitzayin on a rock, which is stationary, which is not going to be moving. Imoim ra'at al gabei evin tlusho, if it's something which is moving, if it's going to move somewhere else, there's a tziyun that says a kever, so you'll think the other place is a kever, and you'll make more tomb over there, and in the original place it doesn't have a tziyun, now because it moved, people will become tameh. So you just mar betumo. So Reb Chaim explains, you don't make the tziyun exactly in the place of the tumo. You make it next to the place of the tumo. If it's right there on the top of the tumo, someone may not see it and come and become tameh. So you make it a little before so people will realize the tumah is coming about. Tziyun, mikan tziyun. It says the word tziyun, it means you have to make a sign to show that there is tumah over here. Motzo eben echad metzuyanis. The word continues based on what we said, they have to put the tumah a little further away. But if he found only one stone that has it in a tzion, has it in a sign, Ava Pishay Mikaimim Ken, even though that's not the way to do it, as we just said, because it has to be next to it, not on top of it. But here he found only one stone. So even though Ain Mikaimim Ken, Amali Aleo, someone who leans on top of it, Tommy. Ani Omer Mace Mitsurin Vo, Yon Noson Tachtel. You say there's a mace, and there did a tzion to show that right over here below this there's a mace, even though that's not the right way to do it. But are you shtayim? If there's two stones, heaven and a tzion, a mile alem tori uvi neim tome. Someone does oil on the stones, he is tar, because the tzion tells you, in fact, you have two stones with tzion, that means the tumah is not beneath the stones, this tumah is between the stones. That's why they did the tzion right next to it, as you're supposed to. So someone does oil, he leans on top of the stones, he doesn't even become tome. If he leans on top of the space between the stones, then he becomes tummy. But even in between, there's a charisha, which means there's a plowing. So clearly, there's no mace over there. Then each stone is considered to be standing on its own. Between them, the tar, means, right, Rav Chaim explains, next to the between, which means underneath the stones, it's tummy. Each stone is saying, telling you that beneath the stone there's a tumor, even though that's not the right way, proper way to do it. Tani says, "Going to make tzionim al abasur, shem nisak al abasur. You don't make a tzion for basur, for a piece of flesh. You make it on bones. You make it on a full mace, but not on basur. Why? Because the basur means shem nisak. The basur eventually will decompose, will not be here anymore. It's going to rot. You're not going to have the basur, so I'm not going to make a tzion. So we have yoyisto bashun and bo kamei amano. So yes, if you're used to amano, for the nimtzo mitame taharis l'mafreya, but according to this, if you don't make a tzion, you'll make tumah l'mafreya. L'mafreya means retroactively. If someone finds out that he was next to the basur hames, he'll become tameh. So you make it too. If you're not doing a tzion, you're going to cause people to become tameh. Amar lei mutu shiskal kol uboy l'shoh, v'hiskal kol uboy l'loylam. Says, yes, you're right. For temporarily, until the meat rots, until the meat decomposes, you will have some tumor. Sometimes people will not know that there's a tumor over here that will come tummy. But that will be only a temporary basis. If I go and make a tzion, make a sign, and say this is tummy, so years later, someone comes here by mistake, he'll become tummy, even though there's no tumor anymore. So I prefer to take the risk that maybe someone will come tummy for a temporary basis, and not take a bigger risk that people will come tummy throughout all generations. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Daled.